Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on masail, different matters regarding dua. Before this we did the virtues of dua and the various duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we moved on to a chapter discussing various masail surrounding dua. So today we do a hadith an Jabirin radiyallahu anhu. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تدعوا على أنفسكم ولا تدعوا على أولادكم ولا تدعوا على أموالكم ولا توافقوا من الله ساعة يسأل فيها عطاء فيستجيب لكم. هذا جابر رضي الله عنه نريت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that do not curse yourself. لا تدعوا على أنفسكم. To understand this hadith, just understand Allah Ta'ala has made it such that there are various times that are known as the times of qabuliyat, the times of acceptance. So when a person is cursing himself, like what this hadith is saying, la tad'u ala anfusikum, that don't curse yourself, what it's referring to in the ending of the hadith, we'll learn to understand what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is explaining, is that there are various times wherein du'as are answered. Now it shouldn't happen that you're in that fit of anger, you're upset about something, and you end up cursing yourself, and that is the time when du'as are being answered, then you actually end up cursing yourself. So this is a very, very dangerous thing. So let us do the translation, just keep this in mind, and then we'll do the translation and we'll give a little bit more explanation. So the Jabir radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not curse yourselves, do not curse your children, do not curse your possessions. It should not be such that you coincide with a time wherein du'as that are made from Allah Ta'ala are accepted. So here we explaining that there are times, we know that on a Friday also there are times wherein du'as are accepted. Even other days there are certain times wherein du'as are accepted. Now if a person, for example, in that upset nature of his, he may be upset about something, something may have disturbed him for that moment, and now he curses himself. Curses himself means, I wish I was dead. I wish I don't live anymore. I wish I was never existing. I wish the earth would just swallow me. Person just in that anger, he starts cursing himself. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is warning us, La tad'u ala anfusikum. Do not curse yourselves. Be careful. If it is a time of acceptance, the last part of the hadith is explaining, it should not coincide with a time of acceptance. What it means is that if it is a time of acceptance and you end up cursing yourself, you'll end up destroying your own self because of your loose words. Therefore this tongue is something that we should maintain control of all the time. A person doesn't even realize that he may even be leading to his own destruction by using words loosely against himself. So that is the first part of this hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, do not curse yourself. The next part is, do not curse your children. Sometimes a person is upset with his son, sometimes he's upset with his daughter, sometimes, especially women, when they lose their cool, and they'll end up cursing the child, and they don't even realize it. That you'll never become anything in life. You're useless. It is better if you are not around. Sometimes people make these statements against their own children, and how much peace there is when you're not around. I wish you go from here. Sometimes these words just come out from the lips of the mother or the father. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is cautioning us. But if it is the time of acceptance and you make these statements, you'll end up cursing your own children. Your own children, you will be a means of destroying. Why? Because of not controlling this tongue. Control of this tongue is something which is very, very important. The next part of this dua, do not curse your possession. In those days, people would, and in fact, many of the other parts of this world up till now, people have a lot of animals, they keep animals in them. For example, they got a horse, they got a donkey, they got a camel, they got cows, and a person now gets upset with the animal, and he ends up cursing that animal, curses his possession. Or sometimes the person has a bad day in the business, oh, I wish this business gets burnt down, the business doesn't remain, so much of grief this business is causing me. So now his own possession that Allah Ta'ala, or his car is breaking down every now and then, he starts cursing the car. So a person, Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with possession, Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with intellect, Allah has blessed him with so much. Now this person ends up cursing those possessions that Allah Ta'ala has given him because of this anger. Then the last part of this hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is explaining that it should not be such that these curses coincide with a time wherein Allah Ta'ala accepts du'as. So therefore we have to be very, very careful. Hazrat Shah Sahib, Mullah Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali, he would give a very nice example. Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali also would quote him, he would give this example. He would say that a curse is like a ball, like how you'll get a tennis ball or a squash ball, some ball that you'll get. And he says when you throw it against somebody, in other words you're cursing somebody, then what happens is, if that person is worthy of it, then it's like soft sand. So you're throwing that ball against soft sand, what does the soft sand do? It absorbs that, it cushions that ball, and the ball doesn't bounce back. So this is the example of a curse that is worthy of the recipient. The recipient is worthy of those curses. Then, for example, a person is maybe cursing those people that are oppressing the Muslims in Gaza. So now that is like soft sand, those curses go and is being absorbed. But then he gives an example, he says if you end up cursing someone and that person is not worthy of that curse, then it's like a very hard ground. So when the tennis ball hits that hard ground, what happens? It rebounds. He says it rebounds and it comes back to the person that gave the curse. So therefore be very, very careful. So therefore we come to learn from another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when a person curses another person, then it goes up to the heavens. And if this person that made the curse, it goes up to the heaven and it comes down, if that curse is not worthy of the person that's receiving it, then it looks for a place and it ends up by the person that makes the curse. So therefore, this example that Mr. Shah Sahib is giving is a very nice example to illustrate a person that is using his tongue very loosely to curse people and to swear people. He doesn't realize that he's leading to his own destruction if that person is not worthy of the curse. So therefore, one thing we learn from today's hadith, the man must be very, very careful of his tongue all the time. If he misuses the tongue, then that wife that was halal for him for 30 years, 40 years, now becomes talaq, for example, and separated. Why? He wasn't careful. And the same words can make somebody that was haram, a woman that was haram, halal for him by saying the words of nikah, etc. So therefore, this tongue has a very, very great effect. It's a very powerful thing. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam described it as a gatherer of all the actions. One hadith, he mentioned various actions. Actions, for example, believing in Allah Ta'ala, not committing shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving charity, performing hajj. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went on speaking about the tahajjud salat and fasting. And then towards the ending of the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, should I not show you of something that will gather all the actions? And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took out his tongue and he held it and he said, Kuffa alayka hada. That take control of this. So the Sahabi was shocked. He says, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will we be taken to task because of the tongue? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that may your mother bereave you. In other words, it was just an expression. May Allah, in other words, an expression of rahmat. That this is such a serious thing. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went on to explain that people will be thrown headlong into the fire of Jahannam because of what their tongues earned. In other words, what their tongues were saying, because of that people will be thrown headlong into the fire of Jahannam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practically took out his tongue, he held it, and he said, take control of this. Allah ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of taking control of this tongue. This is something very important, especially when we are with our own children, our own families, ourselves, and we can't control these tongues. It can lead to our own destruction. May Allah forgive us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.